Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
We are actually broadcasting live for GWBC Radio here at Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center. And Lee, this has just been so much fun. I'm thoroughly enjoying these conversations. This episode is going to be no exception. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast CEO with ASAP, Ms. Nancy Williams.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about ASAP. How are you serving folks?
So ASAP is a total talent management company. We specialize in professional services, technology, augmenting individual projects, building out large project teams for our clients, managed service provider, tailspin around talent.
She's answered this question
before. And in 42 states. And then I also own a company in India, too.
Wow. So now, how'd you get involved with GWBC?
Oh, many years ago, right when it was formed, actually when Roz Lewis was with Delta Airlines.
Wow.
Yeah, so have been certified since 2001.
Now, why was that important to you to get certified?
At the time, I had a little company client that wanted us to get engaged, get involved, and that company was Bell South.
A little company called Bell South.
A little company called Bell South, yes. And they said, hey, have you ever heard of this organization? And I said, no. And they said, we think you should go get engaged. And, oh, by the way, can you represent us nationally to the forum, the Women's Leadership Forum? I was like, why not?
Absolutely. Being a small business person answers yes a lot of the times, right?
Absolutely.
If you can. So now, any advice for women out there that aren't certified?
Oh, yes. So I'm a SEC football kind of girl.
Okay.
All right. So we know in football there's four quarters. Mm-hmm. Right? Guess what? In business, is four quarters.
That's right.
You could be on a winning team or you could be on the losing team. You could stand on the sideline or you can be the quarterback in the game. As I tell women businesses across the U.S. as well as in India, get in the game, be the quarterback, get with the winning team, which is WeBank and GWBC, and therefore you win the Super Bowl.
So now, how does it help them win the Super Bowl?
Helps them win the Super Bowl because it gives them education, it gives them contacts, it gives them access to thought leadership regarding business plans, taxes, capital, networking on, hey, I don't know how to do it, but I guarantee you one of these 15,000 women business owners knows how to do it across the U.S.
So you don't look at this as a nice to have. This, you think for women business, this is a must have.
It is a must have. It has been a direct correlation to our overall growth strategy, has been a direct correlation to us going into India too. We're a certified diverse women business in India also.
So now for ASAP, where do you see the ceiling?
I don't believe there is a ceiling.
Really? So you're just scratching the surface?
That's right. Just scratching the surface, continuing to solve our clients' ever-changing business needs, thinking outside the box, and looking at the world as in not what it is, but what it could be.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's the pain that your prospective client's having where they're like, we better call the ASAP folks?
Matching and finding the right talent in today's marketplace.
So they're struggling with that?
Absolutely. Unemployment is at an all-time low. You know, we are probably heading into a recession. That means pay and so forth will be going up. And with the visa situation that's happening around immigration, there's a lot less talent. So we got to think strategically, almost to the days of the Y2K and dot-com craze, where we were actually educating, training, developing our workforce, retooling mm-hmm. our workforce into the future, which is all around AI, cloud, business intelligence, robotics.
So now walk me through a new engagement when you work with folks. How do you know like where to begin? Like what's the beginning look like when you're working with people?
The beginning really aligns with core values. Mm-hmm. Do we have the same core values? Do I believe that putting our professionals into your client location and what they're going to experience is going to be wonderful for them. Everybody talks about mission and vision. Nobody talks about purpose as a company. Our purpose as a company is to truly on an individual's pathway of life as they stop off and take an assignment and project with us, that they literally look at that project and go, wow, what an awesome experience. What an awesome company I have worked for, and the client, I love them. And guess what? Through social media, guess what? Through word of mouth, we can actually help a company increase their revenues because of attracting the best talent that really correlates to their brand.
And this is an area that if you're not really making an investment, it's being very short-sighted, right?
Absolutely. We have less than 2.9% turnover, and we have a tenure of 8+ years with our professionals.
So what do you need more of right now?
What I need more of is truly the individuals that have the right skill set, along with the clients that are really adaptable at thinking about training, at thinking about, you know what, I want, you know, this car to have all these bells and whistles and, oh, by the way, autonomous. However, guess what? What's the most important thing to you as a client? Is it autonomous? Is it the paint color? Is it the seating? What is it? Because you might have to, you know, take a lesser area of that. Same as with individuals. We got to get back to training and developing individuals and looking at it as an over the last 15 years, the world has changed so much to where in the beginning, especially in technology, individuals, especially coming through a dot-com craze and Y2K, was able to look at the landscape and go, you know what, let's think about this or let's catapult over here. Over the last 15 years, through methodologies and utilization of those, they've been on a linear, you know, runway, not able to cross over. Now we got clients, guess what, going, hey, I want them to be out-of-the-box thinkers. Right. Well, we didn't train people to do that. Right. So we had to, you know, change is very hard in human capital and mindset, yeah. Right? So we have to basically allow someone to, guess what, allow them to think like that. Secondly, allow them to fail.
Right.
And third, allow them to go, wow, it's really not a failure. It was a success because we looked at things differently.
And we learned.
And we learned.
Right. And don't be afraid of learning.
Absolutely. Because you know what? The greatest failure is the best learning experience that you can ever possibly have as a corporation, as a company, organization, as a human being. Because it has enlighten you to think about what was successful and what wasn't.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about ASAP, what's the coordinates?
www.myasap.com.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. Great to talk to you, gentlemen.
All right. We'll be back in a few with GWBC Pop Marketplace.